Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
On the trail of a super secret sinister organization, James Bond, Daniel Craig, has been terminated by the intelligence agency that employs him, and Moneypenny, Naomi Harris, wants to know why in Spectre.
So what's going on, James? They say you're finished.
What do you think?
I think you're just getting started.
And the movie gets started with an absolutely spectacular sequence in Mexico City. But James and a new main squeeze, played by Lea Seydoux, eventually track down the leader of the Spectre operation, a suave but psychotic mastermind, played by Oscar winner Christoph Waltz.
Look around you, James. Everything you believed in, a ruin.
Why did you come?
I came here to kill you.
And I thought you came here to die.
Well, it's all a matter of perspective.
And from any perspective, Spectre is one of the best Bond films of the whole long series of 24. Partially because it goes deeper into character and backstory than ever before. And partially because the central romance looks more like a relationship other than just adolescent wish fulfillment. There are still some dazzling action scenes and one memorably ferocious fight on a train, but at 2.5 hours long, the film drags just a bit. Still, its stylish elements and unexpected plot twists make this a sure winner for 007 fans. It's rated PG-13, despite heavy doses of violence, suicide, and even a deeply disturbing scene of torture. 3 stars for Spectre, which may leave viewers both shaken and stirred.